Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation Scott Luna, S-C-O-T-T-L-U-N-A, Data Services 215-2024. And dictation continuation is from 0313-044, physical examination. 58-year-old Hispanic male, height 5'7", weight is 200. Blood pressure is 128 over 56, pulse is 75. Pulse ox is 100. A 58-year-old gentleman, Hispanic, decent, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no signs of jaundice, phlegmic colonicia. Sitting comfortably with no anxiety or lethargy, dress and hygiene normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases noticed. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological and psychological examination. Musculature examination is positive for paraspinal muscle spasm of the entire thoracic from T2 to L5, being in spasm with several trigger points noticed. Tenderness of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon is also noticed on the left side. Both shoulders are actually involved. Bilaterally, the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons and trapezius muscles also is in spasm with trigger points. The spine tenderness is noticed in the left sacroiliac joint, left shoulder, the cervical spine C5, 6, 7, and lumbar spine L4, 5, and S1. And bilateral SI joint, but more on the left side than the right. Hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion. Cervical spine range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 35. Extension is 35. Bilateral side flexion is 30 and bilateral rotation is 40. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, and the section test is negative, Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative, lumbar spine. The straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, and the contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Berger test negative, Kemp test is positive, and the Kavinsky sign is negative. SI joint, left SI joint is far more tender than the right. Bilaterally, there is a positive Faber test and Gansman test and a negative iliac compression, standing flexion test and distension test. Tender work sign was negative. The examination of the extremities, positive findings in the left and the right shoulder as well as the left knee. As well as the examination of the rest is negative. So both the lower extremity except the left knee and both upper extremity except both the shoulders. The examination of the bilateral shoulder joint is as follows. On inspection, both the shoulder joints appear to be completely normal, appearing without any dislocation, fracture, or contusion, laceration, or hematoma. On palpation, there are no tender spots except both the supraspinal and infraspinatus tendon bilaterally are tender. Range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. But the pain is less in the right shoulder than the left. Left is 7-8, right is 5-6. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally, along with speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test. drop arm transfer negative bilaterally. Motor strength is 4/5. Distally, examination of the left hand and wrist reveals positive Trinal sign and Phelan sign. However, the rest of the wrist examination is normal. There is no atrophy of athena prominence. Motor power is normal. 5/5 grips are normal. Reflexes are normal. Peripheral circulation is intact. The range of motion of the hand and fingers are all intact. Examination of the left knee reveals on inspection no scar or edema incision. On palpation, no tenderness, no swelling, asymmetry, mild tenderness in the medial collateral ligament is noticed. Range of motions are normal at 135 degrees flexion. No crepitus grinding noise is heard. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor, except for the medial collateral, they're not torn. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus are not absent. Anterior drop posterior are negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. General V89.2 X60. M62.838, CNS R51, R42, F41, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, shoulders right and left M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Left wrist is positive for carpotunnel G56.02. Left knee M25.562. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 51.2, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 5.42, S33.5XX. SI joint M46.1 and S33.5XXA. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered to neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, left knee, hip traction massage. Disability, patient is disabled for work, housework and transportation. Medications, non-narcotic, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice, 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for depression, anxiety, pain relief. Fluoxetine 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets for headaches, Narco 7.5, 325, 14 tablets for pain relief. Patients referred to psychiatrists for anxiety, depression, TBI issues. Counseling has been ordered. Compounding cream has been ordered topically. Maps are reviewed. Labs are reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities. Yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging record and past records are as follows. I have a record from Northern Radiology dated 1/23/2024. Left shoulder MRI shows mild degenerative changes. AC joint, no MRI evidence of full thickness retracted rotator cuff here. Mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. I have thoracic MRI dated January 23, 2024, which shows small T6-7 disc herniation, thoracic spondylosis, moderate T9-T10 foramen stenosis, severe left T10-T11 foramen stenosis, moderate right T11-T12 foramen stenosis. These are secondary to spondylosis. I have lumbar spine MRI from Northern Radiology, January 23, 2024. It shows mild L4, L5 spinal canal stenosis, mild L5 S1 spinal canal stenosis with severe bilateral foramen stenosis and a disc herniation abutting on right S1 nerve root. I have cervical spine MRI dated January 23, 2024 from Northern Radiology. It describes mild C3, C4 spinal canal stenosis with mild foramen stenosis, mild C4, C5 spinal canal stenosis with mild foramen stenosis, moderate C5, C6 spinal canal stenosis with severe foramen stenosis, mild C6, C7 spinal canal stenosis with moderate to severe foramen stenosis. I have right shoulder MRI, which shows mild degenerative changes AC joint and no evidence of any rotator cuff tear dated January 23, 2024. Old medical records, the ER visits are recorded and they are made part of the records. CT scan of the head and C spine were found negative at the time of accident. Interventional pain procedures will be discussed with the patient on the next visit, especially focusing on LESI, CESI, TESI. Surgical options are not being considered. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered the next visit. Attended care not warranted. Case worker if patient wants it. Investigations, no investigation needed. All the investigations are already here. DMEs. Patient already has the DMEs for back brace, neck brace. Education, yes. And follow up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.